Good morning from the Financial Times. Today is Wednesday, July 29th, and this is your FT News Briefing. There's a troubling rise in coronavirus cases in Europe, and we might have a price tag for Moderna's planned vaccine. But first, it's Jeff Bezos' first time testifying before Congress. He'll be next to Mark Zuckerberg, Tim Cook, and Sundar Pichai in a virtual hearing. I'm Mark Filippino. Here's the news you need to start your day. The chief executives of four of America's biggest tech companies will appear together before the U.S. Congress. It's the culmination of 13 months of antitrust investigation. Lawmakers will question the heads of Apple, Amazon, Facebook, and Google about their sheer size. Given how much of their markets these companies dominate, members of Congress want to know, can smaller rivals even compete? The FT's Washington correspondent, Lauren Fedor, explains that these kind of hearings don't happen very often.
It's not every day that you see chief executives from companies like this appearing before Congress. There is the caveat that because of coronavirus, these hearings will not be taking place in person. So you won't get that image of these four chief execs all sitting in a courtroom-like setting at a table together. They'll be participating virtually. Part of this probe, there were hearings held last summer, but the top brass didn't come. They had senior management, general counsel, these type of people show up from the tech companies, but you didn't have these chief execs. So this is a pretty big deal that these individuals, Jeff Bezos, Mark Zuckerberg, Tim Cook, Sundar Pichai, that they're all going to be there. And, you know, it shows that they're probably taking the actions of Congress quite seriously. They know that the Democrats in particular are very concerned about these competition issues. Obviously, Elizabeth Warren was very prominent last year in her presidential campaign. She really campaigned on a platform of breaking up big tech. But even Joe Biden, who's a bit more moderate on these issues, he said it's worth something taking a look at. So, you know, I think this all shows you that both in Washington and in San Francisco, people are really taking this conversation seriously.
Lauren, how are Republicans and Democrats approaching this hearing? Are we going to see something vastly different between the parties?
So this hearing is part of a wide-reaching investigation into antitrust issues and questions of competition in the tech space. It's an investigation that's been going on for more than a year. And when it was started on a bipartisan basis. So there was agreement between Democrats and Republicans to move forward with this probe. It's worth pointing out, though, that since then, there have been some differences of opinion. And while there are people on both the left and the right who are concerned about big tech and the dominance of some of these companies in the economy, there are also differences of opinion about how these companies should be regulated or how they are even operating. So a good example is Facebook, which we all know has been subject to a lot of criticism for quite a while now. And when it comes to something like what they put on their website, you can expect that Republicans will probably go after Mark Zuckerberg and say that the platform has an anti-conservative bias. But minutes later, we're probably going to have Democratic congressmen saying that the site isn't doing enough to police white supremacists or other far-right groups.
So what are members of Congress hoping to take away from all this? Should we expect action right away?
No, this is part of a much longer process. So this investigation has been going on for more than a year, but it's winding down. Congressional aides say that they're now in the final stretch, and this hearing with the chief executives is one of the last pieces of the puzzle. Once that puzzle is complete, they'll publish a pretty lengthy, it's expected to be, report. And then that report will likely form the basis of some legislative proposals. Those might come later this year, although given it's an election year, there isn't a whole lot of time left for Congress to be considering new proposals and passing them. But this report could definitely form the basis of future bills, future legislation that might be taken up in the next Congress in 2021 or beyond.
And talking to Congress is not the only thing keeping these executives busy this week. They also have to report their earnings. Facebook and Spotify report today. Alphabet, Apple, and Amazon have their turn on Thursday after the bell. Meanwhile, General Motors and Ford report before the bell today. And here are a few other things on our radar. Moderna's closely watched vaccine candidate might have a high price tag. The biotech company is racing into phase 3 trials, and now comes word that it's planning to charge $50 to $60 per course. That's according to FT sources familiar with its plans. Countries with high incomes, such as the U.S., would pay that price. These are places that Moderna is making a priority. Moderna's price is likely not final, but that figure is as much as twice what other pharmaceutical companies plan to charge if their vaccines hit the market. In central bank news, as soon as the pandemic knocked the U.S. economy back in March, the Federal Reserve started lending money to mid-sized businesses on an emergency basis. That program was supposed to end in September, but the Federal Reserve announced yesterday that it would extend those lending facilities through the end of the year. And even that could change. Fed officials say they'll be in place for as long as needed. And in other central bank news, the European Central Bank said yesterday that banks should continue to freeze dividend payments until January. The ECB also urged banks to be, quote, extremely moderate when it comes to setting staff bonuses. These calls from the ECB comes as it tries to help banks absorb losses and support lending. And coronavirus cases are again rising quickly across Europe. That's alarming public health officials who are watching Europeans get lax about masks and social distancing. Hotspots are reemerging in Spain and, for the first time, in Eastern Europe and the Balkans. Those regions are seeing exponential increases in recorded cases. And that's leading governments to impose new rules. The UK is forcing people coming from Spain to quarantine. Germany and France are testing more travelers for the virus. Belgium is more aggressively encouraging social distancing and teleworking as cases rise there. Health officials say that tourists are a big concern as they crowd bars and nightclubs and popular holiday spots. Plus, Germany's health minister said he's seeing outbreaks among families and friends that seem to be connected to those returning from high-risk places like the U.S. and West Balkans. Even Germany, which had been praised for its handling of the pandemic, has seen its case counts rise 63% since mid-month. You can read more on all of these stories at FT.com. This has been your daily FT News Briefing. Make sure you check back tomorrow for the latest business news.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.
Hi, this is Janice Torres from Yo Quiero Dinero. From a local business to a global corporation, partnering with Bank of America gives your operation access to exclusive digital tools, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Bank of America NA, copyright 2024.